like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
And Linda, it's time to take a trip. Let's go to Spain. Well, if we can't, maybe we should review the film.
Okay.
The Trip to Spain.
This was a treat for me because I had not seen the first two.
Okay.
And so it's like a fictionalized documentary. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, it stars Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, two buddies who are both actors.
But they're friendly rivals.
That is one of the things I really like. There's tension.
Yep.
And they'll call each other on their faults.
Right.
And yet, they'll still come back to having a great time.
Right. It was so beautiful. It was along the scenic coastline of Spain, staying in these beautiful hotels, eating at these very trendy restaurants. We get to see snippets of the food preparation, the sautéing of scallops.
Yes, I love those.
The shrimp cooked in delicious sauces, and then the way the food was presented on the such artistic flair and these beautiful dishes.
In previous iterations, the first one was the trip, the second one was the trip to Italy. You had more of a description coming for the maitre d'. This one seems to have less of an emphasis on food.
And more on conversation.
It had more emphasis on them.
There was a recurring theme throughout the movie about aging. At one time, they're driving down the road and they're both singing The Windmills of My Mind.
I know.
And that song kind of reoccurs throughout the film. At one point, one of them says, "We're like ripe fruit and it's time for taking stock." They're both in their 50s and they both have very different lives.
Okay, at one point, Coogan says he's at the top of his game.
He has a huge ego. Oh. He is aware he's at the end of the line as far as his leading man status. And he keeps reminding us about his, I think it's two Academy Award nominations. And
that's for Philomena.
And he won't let us forget the Judi Dench movie at all.
For Philomena, he had two Oscar nominations, including Best Writer.
Right.
The way he plays himself, egocentric,
right,
growing sense of his aging,
right,
and becoming outmoded.
Well, and then he gets the news that they want to use a writer to polish up his the writing of the script for Missing, I believe. And he doesn't take kindly to that.
What would he possibly be chuckling at?
Well, of course, all of their impersonations. Marlon Brando and Michael Caine, Richard Burton, Robert De Niro.
Their most famous one, and particularly the previous two, was Michael Caine.
Right. But my favorite one was when they were doing the late David Bowie, and they nail his vibrato, and they're singing this song with the mannerisms, and they've got it perfect.
Yeah. Ian McKellen and John Hurt.
Yes.
When they do those, with the raising their heads and pursing their lips.
I know, there's so much body language going on.
And one that I particularly like, Anthony Hopkins. We see in this film a maturation of the trilogy. They're all directed by Michael Winterbottom, particularly a veteran of this series.
There's two women that come in to do a film shoot of them playing Don Quixote and
Sancho Panza
out in the wilds of Spain, the mountainous area, which is gorgeous. But it's mostly just the two of them hanging out and talking. It's wonderful to think, oh, if I was there, you know, wouldn't that be fun? I can easily see you hanging out with these two guys.
Oh, well, me and Johnny DiLoretto.
Well, no, you would hold your own.
Well, but Johnny would do the impressions.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You can make the analogy, two guys on the road with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. Coogan is the Crosby type, which is a little more centered, a little more critical.
Yes.
And Brydon would be the Bob Hope kind of joker. I'm not sure Brydon ever met Mick Jagger, but he sure does do
that was so funny.
He does a great impersonation of Jagger.
The only annoying thing in the movie for me was Brydon's impersonation of Roger Moore.
Okay.
And they get into this discussion about the Spanish Moors, which leads to a mention of ISIS. Roger Moore just went on way, 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 way too long.
It's all improv. Well, Linda Boss McClelland, the film is The Trip to Spain. What grade would you award it?
A B, because it's so entertaining.
And I'm going to award it an A-.
Are you ready for a three-hour lunch? Or maybe they let us cook.
Yes, that would be great. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.